You passed out a kidney stone the size of a small diamond?
It's about big around as the
Oh,
edge of a pen. About that big
you
around.
pissed that out.
Piss that out.
Did it like spray off to the sides and hit everything in the process?
Oh, I bet you made a mess. I'm just
That's what I
joking.
was thinking, dude. It's sort of like when you have a hose and you put your thumb over it and it just sprays to the side. Is that what happened? Did you piss on your mouth?
Piss on them. No, it just kind of like fell out. It's not the actually pissing the thing out. It's when it goes from your kidney to your bladder, because there's the tube that goes from your kidney to your bladder is about as big around as that thread on that cap there. So trying to push that through that, and it, like I said, it's shaped like a diamond, like
So it's
all
all cut in
oh,
like
it's
facets
just.
and
Oh, it's like being stabbed in the back with a stiletto, and it just.
ugh, it's just like having a baby out your weenie.
Your weenie.
Yeah.
Your left knee, your right knee, your weenie.
All right, one more time.
Throw that thing, Biggie.
Skies.
Hey, welcome to Montauk Skies. I'm Biggs.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Brandon.
Can we keep the kidney thing
I
don't care.
Was that a no?
No,
he
All
wants.
right,
He's trying to get them out. He's gonna keep them in.
I've got two more hiding in there, so I'm not excited about that.
Okay, I don't have any notes for this thing, so we're just
I got some comic stuff to start with.
All right, go ahead.
As you know, I'm a big fan of the Resurrection Man.
Yes, I do.
And they messed me up at Hastings, our local comic and CD and movie and book and coffee shop store.
Are they paying us?
No, but
Why are you going to that
one
junk
day, one
show,
day, one day, one day,
huh?
one day,
It
I went down there to get some comics on last Wednesday for my daughter and some for me because Justice League came out.
Is that like David Justice?
League?
Like, yeah, that's like,
It's
yeah,
a
that's a new
documentary.
baseball
It's a
league that you
documentary
started up.
with the lingerie women.
Right? Lingerie women playing baseball. Hi, I'm David Justice from the Atlanta Braves. This is my lingerie league. What's up? Does David
What's
Justice
up?
even sound like that? I don't
What's
remember.
up? These women got lingerie.
Yeah. Hey, I'm David Justice. What's up?
Anyways, Justice League came out. So I went to get it. And I got everything except for Justice League because they didn't have it. So I got a little concerned and upset about that. And it turned out that they just didn't get it.
Didn't get David Justice League?
No, they did have that. They didn't have Justice League, the
Oh,
comic
okay.
book.
All right.
And,
Don't cry, little one.
Well,
It's all right. What's up?
so sometimes I'll buy my comics, but I don't sit down immediately and read them. I put them
I
up.
know you don't, dude. Have you even read, like, have you even read, like, the second Wonder Woman issue yet?
Oh yeah.
Okay, what about my Walking
Don't
Dead
ask me.
graphic novel that I let you forever ago?
I'll go to you tonight when you go.
Thank you.
I just don't have I don't have a strong memory for that type of stuff. But that's why I can't start something in the middle. I have to have it from the beginning.
That's why graphic novels are nice.
Because they're all one thing right there.
Yeah, you have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Well,
Like, you know what the fuck's going on.
I was reading my latest Resurrection Man, and we were talking about how it's from a different comic, or it's like a.
Well, I believe it was also Resurrection Man, but it was like in the, I want to say the 70s, its original run
Oh,
was.
well.
And so the guy, like, who was the original writer of Resurrection Man brought it back.
Well, it has tied in, and it might be back then too, because it's tied in now, I'm finding, to the comic Deathstroke. Are you familiar with that one?
No.
It's kind of like if Iron Man was militaristically trained.
So, like, War Machine?
Yeah, but he has. But it's weird. I can't.
But explain. He's white.
He is white.
There you go, white war machine.
He is white. And but he's in Resurrection Man, and I knew that sounded familiar. I knew his looks looked familiar. And sure enough, there's a he's part of the New 52, Deathstroke. So I went and got two of those today.
So is he part of the New 52, or is he one of the ones that's replacing the five that they're killing? Because they're killing.
No, he's part of.
I know Static Shock was the one I remember that they're killing, and then four other ones I didn't read. And I saw Static Shock, and I was just like, "This looks terrible, dude." It looks like they're trying to like get the skateboarding market from the 90s.
Well, remember I was telling you what I was telling you was what really got me, really shocked me, is that Frankenstein, Agent of Shade, is not one of those that's getting pulled off the market.
Oh no, dude, people love Frankenstein.
Dang, they had OMAC on the cover with them. I mean, that's a big thing. I mean, that's like saying that he's number one of the New 52 now.
Wait, OMAC?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, OMAC?
The character?
I have no idea who OMAC is.
OMAC is the number one DC character at this time.
What?
He has a...
His name's OMAC.
O-M-A-C.
How do I not know this guy? I know Superman, Batman, the, Green Lantern.
He's a newer guy.
He can't... No, he can't be bigger than Batman.
Apparently he...
How many titles has he got?
I don't know.
Batman's got like 35.
I don't know. I don't know. But he's on the cover of Frankenstein, Agent of Shade. Beating the hell out of Frankenstein. But,
Does Frankenstein say, to
him? You know what's really funny is that, like, with the first time that you gave a review of that comic when it first came out, you know, and you're, like, reading it, and you're like, and then every time I see it now, he's, like, in some action pose. He's, like, kicking the hell out of somebody, and I can just hear in my head,
that's the noise he makes. I swear to God. I'm pretty sure.
So the
I get comic books on tape. You didn't realize that. It's like Brian Michael Bendisson, and then Spider-Man
reel to reel tape.
Through the
reel to reel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like to read the classics from the Golden Age, dude.
It's on Zeusophone.
On Zeusophone.
At least we're not doing the first issues where they got the old lady on the grand piano.
Play us out. Play us out.
Hey, now. I don't know that one. Take it easy on me, Sal.
Yeah, shame. Right now, shame. What is that, eh?
Do you remember Reefer Madness? Did you ever sit through that
movie? I never watched that movie.
It's terrible.
That was so bad.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like, it's for those not in the know, which I'm sure anybody listening to this knows, but Reefer Madness was a movie they made during the Prohibition period, and they made it about the evils of marijuana, and they even spell marijuana wrong. They spell it with, like, an H instead of a J and stuff. And it's one of those things, it's like a cult classic now. It does the exact opposite it's supposed to do. It's supposed to scare you away from weed, but usually pot smokers are smoking up, laughing at it. Uh-huh. But, there is one part that's worth it. And you could just look it up on YouTube or something because it's clearly not worth sitting through.
It's only about a 30-minute movie.
It's still fucking long, dude. It's terrible. But there's this one part where basically this guy gets stoned and he starts playing piano. He starts playing faster and faster and all manic. And he's like, like while he's playing it. And then like he winds up shooting a girl. Because he's high on the weed, you know? It's so ridiculous, dude. It's great. But, so Frankenstein, Agent of Shade, still around, huh?
Yes.
How's that tie into OMAC and Resurrection Man?
Well, I'm just saying, it was interesting to me to see that they tied two of the new ones together. But you didn't know one was tied to the other until you got the fifth
issue.
Of Resurrection Man, which I like stuff like that. It's cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, as anybody who's been listening to this podcast for a while knows, I've been kind of fucking poor. Yeah. Which hopefully with my tax return is going to end very soon. So I think I'm going to pay off a large debt. I hope. If any debt collectors are listening, I'm just kidding. This is a work of fiction. Motherfucker, don't call me. But the reason I was getting into it was like, you keep talking about comics and it's making me fucking jones for comics. And so I went and picked up like the three issues of Ultimate Spider-Man that I was missing.
Oh,
yeah. Damn, that comic is good. But if you want to hear the full review, I do it on Montucky Blogs.
I read it.
At hubpages.com. Yeah, so check that out, please.
Please.
If you want to support the show, go on there, click on an ad. Maybe buy something. Put some money in Biggs' pocket for a change.
You need some comics.
I never asked you for shit. Look at me now. I'm like, buying comics. I'm losing money. I'm losing money for you. Anyway, that's enough of the shameless shilling. But yeah, the Ultimate Spider-Man, dude, it's looking pretty fucking good. It really is. I
stopped collecting them, but I have the first three.
It's worth checking out the next three because a lot more happens, dude. He actually starts really being Spider-Man. They tie it in with Peter Parker, which is pretty cool. Because they basically found a way to incorporate all the characters who are already in it into this comic. It's pretty sweet. But if you want to find out more about that, check it out. Check out my blog now. Fuckers.
After you listen to this, of course.
Right, right. But before you check out those Ultimate Spider-Man, you should check out that Walking Dead graphic novel. Which leads me to the other thing. So you finished all... Did you finish the second season of Walking Dead?
No, I haven't.
You are such a son of a bitch. Well, fuck it. You deserve this, dude.
Right,
they're probably going to kill Shane. They kill... As you probably know, because you read at least that second graphic novel I threw you. They killed Shane. They shot him in the head. Carl shot him in the head. Little Carl shot him in the head. I'm suspecting if that's the way he's going to go, it's going to happen very soon because the actor who plays Shane, I was just reading, is going to be in a new show called L.A. Noir, which Frank Darabont, who was the creator of Walking Dead, who AMC axed halfway through the season. He also did Shawshank Redemption and The Mist. Anyway, Frank Darabont's creating this show now, L.A. Noir. So he's going to be the main character, so chances are they're going to kill Shane.
Who did the movie L.A. Confidential?
L.A. Confidential, who directed it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. You bring up your imaginary IMDb and find out, though. Let's just say Steven Soderbergh. Why not? Steven Soderbergh.
You have a free comic book.
Oh, nice. What, did you get an extra one?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm way behind on Batgirl, too.
Oh, man, the best cover art of any comic.
Have you played L.A. Noir? Has anybody even seen L.A. Noir, the game? I'm wondering if it's based off the game. Probably is. It's got the same title, right?
Was that the name of the game?
Yeah, I think so. Wasn't it L.A. Noir? Nah, doesn't matter. Anyway, so I kind of want to check out the show because Frank Darabont, as far as I'm concerned, is batting 1,000, dude. Love me Shawshank Redemption. That's no secret. Love me some Walking Dead. Love me The Mist. Although The Mist doesn't love me, it makes me sad. It makes me sad.
The what?
The Mist. Did you ever see The Mist?
The Stephen King?
Yeah.
Ugh.
One of the creepiest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, I didn't so much find it creepy, just like depressing at the end. Spoiler alert, kills his whole family and then like turns out he didn't have to. Oops.
I still thought that
the ending in that movie I thought was terrible, but it was still better than the actual short story.
Where it has no ending?
With no ending.
Yeah, I always kind of liked I always kind of liked that they left it open, and now I know why. Because it doesn't make me feel sad at night. But you know, did you notice in the movie that every time somebody like makes a fear-based decision, they're punished in that movie? Every time somebody freaks out, they're punished. They make the wrong choice from fear. You're getting punished. You're dying or something terrible happens. You're like, look at the old lady at the beginning. She's like, will you walk an old lady home? And he can't do it because he's afraid like his family's going to get hurt or something. If he just walked his family or that old lady home, would have been fine because she was in the car or that wagon looking at him just all shamefully. Like, what did you do to your family? What did you do?
And The Mist?
Yeah. You didn't pick up on that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You should watch it again.
I remember before I even knew what the ending was. I never read the book or the short story.
I'm not talking about
the short story. I know, but I'm saying, the before movie. I even knew what the ending was, I thought it was creepy.
Oh.
I thought that the noise, well, I thought that the little flying things were kind of real, but after a while they got kind of not real looking. But
I heard it was supposed to be in black and white, and they didn't let them do black and white, and so that's why some of the effects don't look right.
Well,
was because it was all made for black and white.
Me out. Thinking all that, you know, you're like, oh crap. I mean, not that the Air Force Base is going to have that happen, but you're like, what are they doing? Type of a thing.
Yeah.
And when they were driving through the fog, the mist, they're driving real slow.
The fog. Yeah, that was John Carpenter. How do we get a John Carpenter movie?
They were driving through the mist, and then those giant things were walking.
Yeah.
That was kind of creepy. And the noises that they made.
If you hear that, that's a good sign. That means Frankenstein's coming with a two-handed sword that he's wielding in one hand and a Gatling gun in the other. Yeah.
He kind of looks like Shrek. That Frankenstein.
Like a badly sewn together Shrek doll. I better like that one.
She's a nutty. She's special.
So what else has been going on in y'all's life?
We're going to our doctor's appointment tomorrow for the baby, the new baby.
Oh, that's right. Where are they going to deliver the baby in this appointment? Or?
Yeah, we're delivering it.
Hopefully, dude. Save a lot of money.
7 months
save
early.
A lot of money and do this now.
We have a beta tank that we're going to keep it in.
A beta tank?
It'll
just kind of swim up every now and then. Want some food. Kind of crumple it up there. Finally, when she gets old enough, she'll be like, because that's what happens when you get raised in a beta
that's
tank.
That's funny because it sounds like you're saying sherm, and sherm is when you take you make a dank stick.
I think you're really reaching, dude.
You don't know what it is. Herm smells like, sounds like sherm, and sherm is a dank stick, and it makes me think that you've been smoking on it. You don't know what dank is?
I don't even know what a sherm stick is, dude.
Oh, man. It's.
Weird. I know what dank is. It's like really good bud, right? Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Dank is when you take that stuff, when you take what you just talked about it, and you roll a J, and then you dip it in embalming fluid.
Oh, God. I've heard about that. That's so dumb, man.
It messes you up.
It should. I didn't realize you had done it. You just revealed something about yourself there.
I was young and stupid. I'm from the big city.
Obviously, man.
I wouldn't expect you to have a
big
supply.
We used to go around. We'd hang out by mortuaries. Hey, man, you got anything for me, man? Help a brother out.
It'll mess you up, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, and then the mortuary guy just looks at you and he's like...
The scariest part for me doing that was that it messes you up and you're like having a real good time until you realize what you just did, and then you get really paranoid that they put this in dead people. It's all you can think of. You're just like, holy crap, what did I just do? You put things that they put in dead people, you're gonna be dead.
I don't know if I can handle that.
I don't know if
I get that fear
back
so
from this.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah, dude, marijuana gave me the fear, dude. I can't believe I just said marijuana. Bud gives me the fear, man. I don't think I can handle embalming fluid.
I can take it back because it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Can you die from this? If you do, you're well preserved.
Oh, God.
You will look really good when you're dead.
Very shiny.
What was the other thing? Oh, man, I had to be playing music nonstop. Since I got a bass in the house, and I got that new amp today, and it actually blew me away because it has 10 different settings, or is it 8 different settings for different types of amps that it can sound like, and one of them is a
flanger.
One of them is a 57 bassman, so it actually has a bass amp inside the amp that you can activate, so I can use the bass on it. So it's kind of cool. So I don't have to buy 2 amps.
Nice.
That's
very nice, yeah.
Does it go to 11?
It goes 13.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's because it's satanic.
13 satanic? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. That's the satanic? I just thought it was unlucky.
No, because
I thought it was three, stuff like Lindsay Lohan.
Three
like,
plus 13, one. Like, three plus one is four. Four divided by two is two. Two plus four is six, and three is 666.
That
times
equals,
one is 666.
That all
6.
Equals 34.
And 666.
34.
Right, times one.
34.
Times one.
34.
Times one.
34.
Times one.
Was that what the name of that movie? That stupid Jim Carrey movie?
No, it was 23.
23?
Oh, that number that kept popping up.
Was it 23? Like Jordan's number?
Yeah.
By the way, I read a story on Jordan. This isn't really sports related. It's sports related because it's Jordan, but it's not really a sports story.
Okay, go ahead. I think I might know what you're going to say, but go ahead. Is it about Kobe?
No. Okay. Oh, no.
Did you read that?
See,
too?
See, I skipped the egotistical sports story, but that's for Montucky sports. This is just about Jordan's ego that we're talking about. So did you see his Hall of Fame speech, which I think I featured part of it? Actually, I literally featured the part I'm about to talk about on the Hall of Fame speech when me and Gay Gary were on it. Did you see his Hall of Fame speech, sir?
No.
You didn't? Did you hear it?
No.
Did you hear about it?
No.
He spent about 2 minutes railing on his basketball coach in high school because he said that he cut him from the team. And he's like, dude, I just want you to understand, you made a mistake. And like went on and on and
you
like
made a mistake.
Spent like 2 minutes just ripping on this guy who, as it turns out, did not cut him from the basketball team at all. Didn't fucking cut him. How do you cut Michael Jordan from a basketball team? You don't. He didn't cut him, dude. He made it up. He made up the whole story.
I don't know about that.
No, he made up the story.
I've heard
Sports Illustrated
talk
looked into
coach.
It. Not only did he talk to the coach, they found papers to prove it. There's a paper trail, dude. They talked to him. What happened was he was on the team. They needed to cut it into a varsity and junior varsity, and they weren't putting anybody but seniors onto the varsity team. So they moved Michael Jordan to the junior varsity. Didn't cut him, and then he went off about it. But Adrian is pissed. He's going to pull out his copy of Come Fly With Me to try and prove me wrong here. No, look, he said.
Right here.
That is what I want to do, but I can't find it right now.
Well, good. We'll just do it later, dude. No, dude, I'm asking a serious question, though. How do you have an ego like that? We're like, this is a dude.
How do you have an ego like that? Because you play in a, you live in a world where for 15 years, you were the center of that world for everybody. Housewives know who Michael Jordan is.
And
people are born knowing who Michael
okay,
Jordan is.
Okay, let me.
They're gonna throw millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Let me
you.
Rephrase the question: how are you a big enough a-hole to take an anonymous basketball coach?
How
and lie about it
for 15 years? You're
the
number one
speech.
Person of all things.
Nah, he's not the number one person.
He was for a while.
No.
Yes, he was.
No.
Yes, he was.
No.
Yes, he
no.
was. Yes, he was.
No.
Yeah. There was no such thing as
how
a
about
person.
Assist, dude? The number one is maybe passing. How many assists he's gotten in his career.
He's like, hey, shut up, space out.
We might be veering a little sports heavy here, but seriously, like how do you take this guy who like A didn't cut you? And B is like this anonymous guy and just trash talk him in front of the world like that. That's instead of like going in and making this momentous thing, like, look, I made this. Like, I became one of the best basketball players ever. People are recognizing me. They're like making this big thing out of it. They're putting my jersey into the Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts forever. People are going to go through the museum and see it. How are they going to remember me? They're going to remember me by trash-talking my high school coach because that was what came out of it beyond anything else. There was two things that was featured over and over again. That was one of them.
I never heard the speech.
The other one
was... So I wouldn't have remembered him by that.
What's that?
I never saw the speech, so I wouldn't have remembered
him. I'm going to show it to you.
You're going to get it.
It's long, too. It's like 25
minutes
long.
That's nothing. That doesn't aggravate me as much as what he said, the Kobe thing. that really has got me questioning.
All right, let's save that for Montucky Sports.
Oh, why can't we can't do that?
Well, because mine's just about ego. Yours is about actual basketball. And these people don't want to hear about basketball. Okay. They can listen to basketball where we talk
they're
about
like, this Montucky Michael Jordan Sports. Guy they're talking about must have an ego on him.
Right, we're talking about his
ego. Well, you can check out Montucky Sports.
Right.
That's true.
To be continued. We'll save that for next time. We will make it. It's the Pro Bowl edition next time.
Okay.
We'll make it centerpiece right after UFC or before UFC. It's your choice. You got center stage on that podcast, but right now we're going to keep it non-sports. I'm sorry. I just thought of the Michael Jordan thing, and I had to throw it out there. And I don't think it was totally sports. It's just
90%.
All right, fuck it. Say your Kobe's.
Okay.
Say your Kobe. Think I'd be down with it.
Jordan this week came out and said that if there was ever any player who could be considered the next Jordan, that person is Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I heard that. It sounds right to me.
Are you kidding me?
It sounds like something he'd say. Whether it's right, no.
No, he said that the only player who could be compared to him with his legacy is Kobe Bryant, and I agree. Bunch of championship, cocksucker, none of his teammates like him. Sounds like Michael Jordan to me, dude. Sounds like Jordan to me.
When he said that he was going to say something like
contempt
that.
Contempt like, for the media.
Kobe's been around
contempt
long enough.
Contempt for the fans.
He's been around long enough to where he should have said that already, if that was who his pick was. I thought he was going to say something like, you know.
Sport a Hitler mustache.
I thought he was going to say something newer. I thought he was going to say Kevin Durant. Or I thought he was going to say Rose. I thought he was going to say something more to where I would want to hear. I don't want to hear about something that you could have said 10 years ago when Kobe was good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to argue. I don't like Kobe. But they feel like the same dude to me in a way because Jordan went away and Kobe filled his shoes for me. Like, he's the dude I hate out of the league the most who wins all the time. Who has an ego, contempt for the fans, contempt for the media, contempt for his teammates, contempt for everybody. That sounds like fucking Michael Jordan to me. I know that everybody puts him up on this pedestal because he did amazing things with dunking. And I don't question that. He did amazing things. But the dude is an asshole. Google any interview. I dare you. Any interview whatsoever and tell me how he doesn't sound like a douche. And you could sit there and say, like, oh, it's because he was at the top of his game or this or this or that. But that's how he lives, dude. He lives from D-bag remark to D-bag remark. And that's why I hated him, dude, because he is such an awful person inside. It just leaves him. And I can't respect that, dude. Like, the guys who I really liked were the guys who, like, had a smile on their face most of the time. I love Clyde Drexler because he smiled. Charles Barkley made me laugh all the time. Sometimes he said mean things, but he's like the Don Rickles of the NBA. Like, he makes you laugh, too. You know, that's why he's just hosted Saturday Night Live for the third time. Like, these guys, to me, it's not just being a great athlete for me. Like, it's also, like, being a good person in a way. That sounds corny, but, like, I think about it a lot because my Trailblazers went through the Jailblazer era, so I know about that. At one point, we had a convicted rapist on our team. Like, when that happens, dude, you really think about that kind of stuff a lot.
You got it for the penal league?
We traded for him, man. I'm dead serious. It was Ruben Patterson. You know what? I missed a little Trailblazer lore on the last podcast. I'll just throw that out on this one. The Portland Trailblazers during the Jailblazer era had a convicted rapist on their team. They traded for him. Yeah. His name is Ruben Patterson. He has to knock on your door if he moves in your neighborhood. All right? But anyway, enough about the sports. I'm sorry, I don't know why I did that. I think it was all the giant shit talking that happened in the last podcast. This came boiling to head.
It's been frustrating for a whole hour.
And Brandon, you're short. Why are you so short? Oh, God damn.
I like Brandon because apparently I'm like 150 pounds.
Okay, so what do you got?
I
know you heard something. Read something.
Well, I just watched Moneyball last night.
Oh, we just talked about this.
Hey, it's still a movie. I loved it. It was one of the best movies I'd seen in a long time.
Okay.
And, I mean, it had my favorite baseball team, which helped a lot. But
who's the team? Is it the Angels?
The Oakland Athletics.
Oh, that's right.
My least favorite football team and my favorite baseball team play in the same stadium.
I could have sworn you were like a White Sox fan forever.
My dad's a White Sox fan.
Did you just kind of get grandfathered in a little bit? I remember you wearing the Athletics hat, and then I remembered like Frank Thomas and like the White Sox thing.
Yeah, it was my dad's team, so I kind of followed him.
Co-opted him a little bit, like second favorite.
Yeah,
that's how favorite. I became a Braves fan. My grandpa's from Athens, Georgia, so we're all raised to be Braves fans.
I became a Braves fan because David Justice saved me with the David Justice League.
David Justice. We should totally do something like that. Next to the name of our band,
the David Justice League. I'm not even sure if he played for the Braves.
He did.
Score one for me.
And he played for Oakland.
He's got a few championship rings.
And a lot of misses if he played for the Braves.
He played for New York. He played for Cleveland. He played for a lot of teams. What was it? I like the A's because of their hat. Because I like Atlanta. It just happens my name was Adrian, so the A always stands for Adrian. And
I'm getting to see why you like Jordan.
But the A's, I like them too, because it's Araya, Amy, and Adrian. So those three of us, A's.
Oh, and you all got the same last initial, H.
H, so we're the Oz.
Brandon's got that going on in his family, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's... Well, okay, so your second generation...
It turns out that nobody's initials are the same.
Well, everybody in his house when he was growing up was BJ Beardsley.
Oh, that's like BJ Pitt.
His mom, too.
Yeah. That's like BJ Pitt. See, you got a UFC connection. There's a guy named BJ Penn. His name is Baby James Penn.
And so what, the next generation is SJB? Is that right? Yeah.
I'm telling you. BJ Penn. BJ Beardsley.
Oh. I almost forgot to bring this up. Did you guys ever see The Last Exorcism?
No.
Okay. You asked me what the last great horror film I saw was. I would put that up as the last great horror film that I saw. It's fucking good, and you should check it out. It's a real good psychological movie. It's not like all blood and gore for what goes on, but it's fucking good, man.
You know,
it's not a ripoff of The Exorcist at all.
I liked The Exorcist, and then I saw that one not too long ago with Anthony Hopkins.
The Last Rite.
Was that good?
Or The Rite. The Rite.
The Rite. Oh, it was terrible.
It wasn't.
Well, because it's not really a horror movie, is it?
It just looks dark. It was trying to be.
Yeah. I don't know what it was.
It was trying to be like a thriller kind of. But this is good, and I don't want to really give any away, except for it's like a guy. It starts out as a documentary. This guy's going on his last exorcism, and he's basically a phony, and he admits it to the camera. He's just like, I've done this forever. I don't feel like it's right, so I don't do it anymore, but I got this call, and so I'm going to show you guys how I do this so that you can understand that this is all just fake. You know, it's all in these people's heads. And so he goes on this exorcism, and until the end, it goes back and forth. Like, you think it might be real, you think it might not be real. I don't want to give away what happens, but they're making us, it's PG-13, which right away, I didn't even go to watch this. Like, Gene put it on the queue, and it came for him after we had moved out, and so it came to us. And I was like, I don't even want to watch this. It's like a PG-13 movie. It's going to suck. I put it in, dude. It was good. It was really good. So that was the last great horror movie I saw. They're making a sequel was what I was getting at. They're making an R-rated sequel because they really want to get graphic with it now.
But. I got two things, scary things in different ways. There's a Hellraiser comic book.
I'm not surprised. And is it like Dark Horse?
I don't know.
This seems to, like, sounds like a Dark Horse. Yeah, doesn't it? I don't know anything, but if I was to guess, it's either Dark Horse or Independent.
Well, I just stopped and looked at it. It had a real cool cover. Looked like a Dynamite. It looked like an actual photo. It was a pinhead, like, with his hand, like,
yeah. And David Justice in his league fighting.
And I just happened to look through it, and he had taken a hammer and pulled all of his nails out.
Who did, David Justice?
Yes. David Justice as Pinhead. And he was bleeding out, and he was in the basement of someone's house. He fell out of that box, and somebody found him, and he's like, "Are you okay?" And he goes, "My name is Lieutenant Colonel Steve Higgins." And that was it. So I thought that was interesting.
That's all you saw?
It's all it was the very last thing I read. It was the very last thing on the page. It was almost over. Now, here goes the other scary part. Reality scary part.
Okay.
I don't know how to put this without... I don't want to say... I was at work, and someone showed me a newspaper. And in this newspaper, there was an ad about a woman that... I don't want to go too far. That I had worked with previously at a job that I worked at. And
is this a person that I know?
No.
Okay.
And this person was in the paper because they were being arraigned. They had been arraigned the day before. And that they had been in jail for about a month. And that they were being arraigned for felony child abuse. And had beat their 4-year-old daughter so badly with the belt that she had to be admitted to the hospital.
Oh.
Now, this is a person that I did not get along with while we worked together. And so I started wondering, you know, what about those days, like when we went head to head and she basically couldn't do anything? Did she go home and this is what happened?
Probably, but at the same time, it's not your fault, dude. I mean, like, somebody...
You can't
put that on
yourself.
You know, but what creeps me out is that she would bring her children to meetings sometimes. And you start to, you know, at the time, you're like, oh, look at these little girls. You know, they're gorgeous little girls, and they're well-behaved, and they were quiet and sat there. And then you're like, oh, were they well-behaved, or were they scared to death?
Yeah, they were scared of getting out of line. And I don't know that they'd even be scared to death, because it's like, if you're a little kid and you're growing up with that, that's what you know. You know what I mean? Like, they know they're going to get the shit beaten out of them if they're loud. So that's just how they naturally... That's awful, dude.
I just could not believe that. And I was like, holy shit. It just blew me away. And that's, to me, that's scarier than any of the movies that we've been talking about or anything like that. But it still blows me away to think about that. But it was in the paper.
Oh. Not to put it in light, dude, but you're like, you seriously sound like the G.I. Joe ad at the end of the episode. You're just like they're all, Roblox does this goofy thing where he punches Cobra Commander in the face and they're like, ha ha ha, and they parachute out. And then you're like, stay away from that power line, kids. You may not know it, but it can kill you.
Oh,
I'm just saying, you really brought it down, dude.
Oh, man. I brought it down.
You went from Pinhead to child abuse.
They're both scary.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing it back down again, dude. I'm trying to get out of this pit, man. I lived in Seattle for years. You know what that's like? Like, having people, their hoodie drawn down. It just makes me think about all the suffering that's in the world. I don't see how you can eat that Big Mac and smile, man.
Gonna taste so good.
It's making my stomach full. I don't feel the need for... I don't feel hunger anymore. Awesome. You should try it. When you're hungry, you should eat.
That's true. Because many people are dying.
And if you're in a hurry, fast.
Many people are dying from starvation all over the world.
It's a mockery.
All over the world. You know why? Because God's not helping them. He's busy watching the Broncos game. He's helping out Tebow. He tried to help you guys one time, and then what happens? They lose a playoff game.
Well, obviously he's not a 49er fan. So.
No, he's clearly not.
There was something else I wanted to talk about. I can't remember what it is.
Was it about rape?
No.
Because I know I was joking about rape. Did you want to bring out a serious message about
it? Actually, it was about elder abuse.
It was about music. I can't think of what it was. Oh. This interesting thing that some of my friends on Facebook did, picking their three best songs of all time to them. And
three best songs, like, so is this like their favorite, all-time favorite songs? Yeah. Okay.
And so I was wondering if you want to do that for next week.
It's I can do it right now.
Three.
Okay. Yeah. I can do it right now.
Okay.
All right. Number one.
Don't start with three.
More Than a Feeling, boss. No, I'm kidding.
It's an awesome tune.
Bohemian Rhapsody, number one. Probably Bananas in Blue, Ween, number two. I love that song. Bananas in Blue. Whoa. Bananas in Blue. Bananas in Blue.
Stuck okay. in my cabana.
Living on bananas and blue. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I would have to say number three. You know, I almost want to throw in Pink Floyd just because I love Pink Floyd so much. But that's like albums more. Uh-huh. Maybe not individual song. So I'm going to have to go with... that is kind of tough on the spot like that. Uh-huh. I should have these ranked out. I should. I don't, but I should.
It's funny, with three, it's hard to do three. Because there's always ones you want to put in there, and that's why you always go to five. And then you always go to 10, because you want to fit some songs in.
Three is that hard. What everybody did? They just sat there with like two and went...
It took it forever, yeah. And you start to think of it too, is when you start doing three, you really get an eclectic mix of songs that are in there. And I just like notice it for me, and you start thinking about... Cause you have to think about songs that really you are... That really make you think about powerful times in your life, or times when a certain age that you were. These songs like bring this stuff back is real strong and powerful. Mine's all messed up. It's funny because like two of them are kind of like artsy kind of ones.
Oh, I know what three is.
What?
It's Isn't She Lovely, Stevie Wonder. Number okay, three.
There you go. See, and they were all three very different songs.
Yeah, well, and number three, because you were saying that, it made me think about it. But when I found out I was going to have my daughter, before I knew it was a girl, I like popped in the radio, like popped in my iPod and went to drive to tell my dad that I was having a baby and my grandma. And I heard Isn't She Lovely just came up on the shuffle, and I played it like over and over again, not knowing if it was a girl or not. Just seemed appropriate, and it turned out it was. And then when we were taking Serenity home from the hospital, once again, iPod on shuffle. I got like 7,000 songs, so it's not like, and I literally mean 7,000, like 7,000 plus songs on it. It came on shuffle again, like the first song that played when she got in the car. Just kind of a weird coincidence, but yeah. So I'd say Isn't She Lovely is in the top three. Probably up to number two, though. Bananas and Blow goes down to three.
Yeah.
I still love Bohemian Rhapsody. I can't even put that above my daughter's song.
Mine is number three is Hot for Teacher.
That's the intro. Yeah, that is a great song. That has the best intro.
Van Halen rocks.
I dropped my pencil.
Van Halen rocks regardless. I don't care what.
I'm not giving it up.
What genre you like. I don't care if you are.
Do you know they're making another album with David Lee Roth? They're almost done.
Yeah, but it has Wolfgang in it, so it's not Wolfgang Van Halen.
Oh,
Wolfgang Van Halen? It has to be Michael Anthony if it's going to be Van Halen.
Okay.
And, but that song,
otherwise it's Van Halen or Van Hagar. I think
that's OU812 album. Oh, yeah. And then, the video for that, I remember we had just gotten cable when I was a kid. And I saw that video came on the TV for it. And that was like when I very first was like, okay, I like women.
Mine was Ragdoll by Aerosmith. Which when I watch it now, dude, not even that sexy. You
know, Hot for Teacher, still sexy. But
at the time, dude, Ragdoll looked pretty hot.
When the teacher is standing there, and then all of a sudden the stage pops out behind her, and there's a pole, and she starts walking it, and they're like, oh yeah, still does it to me.
You know what honestly makes me think about that, which I think is even hotter? Huh. Have you seen Varsity Blues?
I've seen it one time, the part where the teacher was dancing.
Yeah, to Hot for Teacher, and she is hot, dude.
the I remember they're going, this is so wrong.
Oh, that was great. You know what? On the other podcast, we were talking about our favorite sports movie.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, I threw out Major League.
There's a lot of good ones out there, like Blue Chips.
That was pretty great too. But I gotta say, probably Varsity Blues. I love Varsity Blues, dude. I don't want your dreams or whatever. What is it? The kid James Van Der Beek with his giant head yells.
I don't know.
I don't want
playing varsity football for the school is your dream. I don't want your dream.
What was?
Okay. I want to go to Dawson's Creek.
Number two is "How Soon Is Now" by The Smiths. You know that song?
No.
Everybody, you probably would. You've heard it before.
Everybody knows that.
Is
song.
It at the end of Fight Club?
No.
What's the name of that song at the end of Fight Club that The Smiths do?
And that's the Pixies.
Oh. Well, what's the name of that song? I like that song. What's the name of it?
I have the album. I couldn't tell you right now. I can tell you in a minute. Number one is "What Can You Do" by Bad Religion.
I knew Bad Religion was going to crack that. I was going to make
number
a
one.
Joke about
it. Number one.
First three tracks off of Bad Religion. But like, I'm any better. I named like three of my favorite bands right there. Ween, Stevie Wonder, and now I'm drawing a blank. What is it? Queen.
Pixies, that's another band. They have so many iconic, classic, great songs that would be in my top 10.
Oh, God. Now I'm like overthinking this because now I'm thinking about like Bob Seger
On a lone and dusted highway east of Omaha.
Turn the page, dude.
I've never felt so creepy as when we just did that.
God. Turn the Page has got to be on there. I don't want to bump Bananas and Blow or Bohemian Rhapsody. Son of a bitch. That's a great... You know, it's Montague Skies, like Brandon pointed out the other day. We do top four on Montague Skies. And I'm moving Bananas and Blow down to four. And I'm moving Turn the Page. Oh, jeez.
Hey, let's
sorry, daughter. Turn the Page is number two.
We're gonna work on this, and we'll come to our top tens next week.
I think I just came up with my top four. Top ten?
Top ten next week.
All right. Well, you guys just heard four of them. They might slide around.
They're going to slide around. That's what's going to be interesting.
How about you, Brian?
I know my number one. What's that? Nobody's Fault But Mine, Led Zeppelin.
I figured you'd have to get the lead out.
I'd still always... That's my fallback. If I want to listen to music and I don't know it, I get the lead out.
What else? How can we laugh when he said it? But now when I said it. Because
he said it with character.
Did you laugh when Jack Black said it at least?
He said it had character to it.
You think of any other ones?
He didn't go.
I don't know. It's
even
tough.
Contenders, can you give us a taste maybe of what might crack that 10?
It's tough. You know, there's a lot of good stuff. It's gonna be some Nine Inch Nails in there.
I really wanted to work Nine Inch Nails in, but like,
and it's hard.
That's why you need
10.
That's another one. That's another one.
They're like Pink Floyd. To me.
Yeah, they're like Pink
Floyd.
I have like you listen
albums.
To that.
I listen albums. Yeah.
I don't listen to a Nine Inch Nails song. I listen to albums. Like the dudes who just listen to Closer, they're not Nine Inch Nails fans at all. They're just the ones that know the hit. Like I listen to the whole albums. Like.
What'd you think of that drink?
It's all right.
Yeah, I
they're drinking the V8 Fusion Vegetable and Fruit Strawberry
Banana.
It sounds disgusting, but it's pretty delicious.
I taste the V8 too much.
I don't even taste it at all.
Maybe I had a bad one.
Now I taste it, now you mentioned it. It's weird how that mental thing works, but it's still all right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the name of that song, too, at the end of Fight Club. Pixies, I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, and I can hear it in my head. I never knew the name of that song. It's when all the buildings fall. Anybody's listening,
I'm gonna have The Cure is gonna be on my list.
Not me.
No,
but they're on one of my all-time favorite soundtracks, which is the Crow soundtrack. Is great.
Slayer is gonna make my list.
Slayer doesn't even crack my top 1,000, dude.
Nowhere on my radar.
To Slayer, yeah. I'm not a metalhead, though. I think we've been over this.
Grisman Garcia.
The closest I get to metal is Tenacious D.
Grisman Garcia is gonna make my list.
Who the hell is that?
Dave Grisman and Jerry Garcia.
Oh. Did you know Jerry Garcia only have 4 fingers on one of his hands?
Actually, I did know that because someone was comparing him to Django. For that reason.
Yeah, I saw a special about those two on like HBO. And they were
Dog.
Is that the name of it? I didn't see the beginning of it.
There's that tune, Arabia.
Yeah.
That is on my top 10. One of the best songs I've
ever heard. That's a great song, too. But yeah, they were showing him playing. All of a sudden, I was like, motherfucker's missing a finger. How did I never know this? And it turns out he lost it when he was a kid chopping wood. He just chopped off his finger when he was a kid.
Huh. I never knew.
And his entire career, he is missing a finger. And nobody realizes it.
It's like Django Reinhardt is considered one of the greatest guitar players of all time. And he only had his first and second finger in his thumb. That's all he was working with the whole time. And he was playing the gypsy jazz stuff.
Well, Thelonious Monk is known as one of the best jazz pianists of all time. And he only used his first, like, his thumbs and the first 2 fingers by the thumbs, like his middle finger and his index finger, and that was it. Like, he would sit there with 2 fingers and just go up and down. And that may not sound like much right now, but if you hear...
It's really hard to hear a lot of Thelonious on a piano with 3 fingers.
Yeah, and if you hear him play, dude, amazing. He was amazing. And he used to, like, stand up in the middle of it when his bands would, like, you know, get whatever rhythm going. He would stand up and twirl around and then sit back down. Because he was legitimately crazy on top of everything else, which is probably why he played piano like that. Awesome, awesome guy. But, yeah, he had schizophrenia really bad. And he was like, married to royalty, which is crazy, too. And he had the best album cover ever. Anybody listens right now by an internet connection, Google Thelonious Monk Underground. And check out this album cover. It is so fucking funny. It's like him playing like it's World War II, like he's playing in a saloon. And there's so much stuff going on in the background. I can't even begin to do it justice. But like there's a white girl
David
in the background.
Justice League?
Right. I can't even do a David Justice League. But there's like a white girl in the background looking all sexy, and he's got like this Nazi officer like tied up and rope while he's playing like this piano. And there's just all this crazy stuff going on in the background. You just Google that album. It's great.
I think another one of my top 3.
And you know, if I gotta put a jazz song, Thelonious Monk himself, like there's gotta be a track on there. Probably Around Midnight. Oh, that's so good.
You're making me think we should do 20?
Let's stick to 10. I'm sorry, go ahead. You came up with another one there?
There's a couple of them.
Just throw them
out. One of Jimmy Buffett.
Cheeseburger in Paradise. No. Why don't we get drunk and screw?
Either he went to Paris.
That's a good one too. It's sad, dude.
Oh,
it's sad.
That
he went
one
to
just
Paris.
Like there is some emotion behind that.
Yeah,
song.
Dude, he went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. Yeah. And one part of it, he has a good life and got a good
the next
life.
Time his kids
born him a
killed.
Strong young man and. Yeah, lost one of his eyes, I think, in part of it. But yeah. in the end, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life all the same. That's a great song, dude. That's a good choice, man. That might crack my top 10, because I need a country representation in there.
Oh, I'm going to be really shy on. No, I should. I like Dwight Yoakam. He has some good songs.
I like him.
I don't
him.
Get that country.
It's hard. It's real hard.
I like him when he's all like, are you retarded? And he's like, I just like them French fried potatoes.
I like country when it's like Johnny Cash style of country music. It's like more rock and roll than it is.
Hey, Porter. Hey, Porter. That's Johnny Cash, dude. I didn't make that up. Yes, it is.
No, it's a song, but he didn't sound like that.
Well, I never said I sounded like him. That's how I sing Johnny Cash.
Hey, Porter. Hey, Porter. It's about being on a train.
That doesn't sound like Johnny Cash either.
Sure does. It sounds just like him.
You sound like Joaquin Phoenix trying to
it's
sound like him, dude.
It's about the porter on a train.
You're... Dodgers trying to dial 911 there.
Always.
Always, always, always. God. I don't know if that's even my favorite Jimmy Buffett song to backtrack.
But I think it's funny that you guys have a favorite Jimmy Buffett song.
Dude, love Jimmy Buffett. Nothing like getting drunk in the summertime listening to Jimmy Buffett.
You know what sucks for me is because I've spent time in Florida before, and that's all you fucking hear.
I'm sorry, dude. I didn't have that experience. Oh, I just love Jimmy, dude.
Jimmy Buffett, Jimmy Buffett, Jimmy Buffett.
There's
Jimmy
Buffett. A lot of Montana references.
No time to talk about music, some white man got to pull Jimmy Buffett out of his ass.
Rocking and rolling in the Livingston Saturday night.
Ringling, ringling.
Yeah, that's a great song, dude. And it's in 3/4 time.
27 years of beer.
Or living and dying in 3/4 time, I'm sorry.
Living and dying in 3/4 time. Yeah, that's actually Nautical Wheeler.
Yeah, but it's off the album Living and yeah. Anyway, yeah, I actually have like 8 Jimmy Buffett records.
Wild.
Like records, dude. I love me some Jimmy Buffett. We used to when I lived out on Ewing, we used to pop a bunch of beers, usually like Coronas or Pilsner or Kel, like some kind of summer beer.
Some real and, light.
Yep, we'd all sit on the porch and listen to Jimmy Buffett and drink. This reminds you of being drunk on the beach. Nothing wrong with that.
You know, Jimmy, living in Montana, when you look outside and there's a foot and a half of snow outside, that's like really,
that cabin fever one. It gets to be
Jimmy Buffett time pretty easy. I'm like, I got to get a beer and get like my mind away from this.
Yeah. So you put on a Hawaiian shirt and you start singing AIDS burger and pear. Is that the South Park one? Jimmy Buffett, that was a really good, like, unexpected too.
I don't know, because I listen to it a lot at work too. Like, I don't want to be at work sometimes, so I listen to some Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. By the way, backtracking a little bit to a bad joke I said earlier. Aqua Teen Hunger Force, I never got as into as everybody else did. Like, it used to make me laugh until the movie came out, and I was just like, I'm so done with this. Like, they never should have broke that up.
They ever did.
Yeah, they never should have broke that out of a 15-minute block, because it just ruined the show for me. Remember after when they had
Boost Wireless?
However, they had that part where, like, which it still makes me laugh to this day when I think about it, when they're talking about one of his favorite songs, and Carl's like, is it better than the Ultimate song ever made, Boston's More Than a Feeling? He's just like, he is the type of douche who would think that Boston's More Than a Feeling is, like, who would pick that as their favorite song other than a member of Boston? Nobody, dude.
Do not hang up the phone yet. I am not done berating you. That's what he is to Carl. He's the best.
We're only gonna do this. We're gonna do this to one song and one song only. My home, my lovely lady home. That's it. Hey, have you guys seen the Napoleon Dynamite cartoon?
I have not. I have.
You can check it out on Hulu.
I've been trying not to. I think
it's all right. It's all right, and it's all the original cast members do the voices.
It's funny, I was reading reviews on it online. It's like polar opposites. Either you love it or hate it. There's no like, it's all right.
That's actually kind of where I'm at. But closer to the, I like it.
I'd probably tune into it.
Like, if I were to rate it to 5 stars, I'd put it 4 stars, bordering on 3.5. Like, I liked it, though. I don't want that to take away from it. Like, 4 stars is a pretty good rating. Pretty solid. It's not one of my favorite shows, but it cracks like the top 50. Yeah. Who I might have said this on the podcast before, but he delivered the best Batman line ever delivered in any medium. He delivered it: comics, movies, television, radio. Dietrich Bader, the guy from Drew Carey's show in Office Space. He's like, put up the drywall at the McDonald's. Oh, yeah, that guy.
Voice for Batman, Brave and the Bold.
Yeah. He does a voice for Batman and Brave and the Bold, and they have a line where he hits a woman in one part, and she goes, "Batman, you're never supposed to hit a woman. And he goes, the fist of justice is asexual. Great line, dude. I don't care if I already said it.
That's what we were going to talk about. Remember, we were going to start off with Batman.
Oh, yeah. What were we going to say? Oh, Batman looks good, dude. New Batman movie. Do you think they're going to kill him?
That annoying chick is in it. But...
Do you think they're going to kill him?
No way.
You don't think they'll kill Batman?
No.
Okay, can I be devil's advocate on this? Yes. What's the title of it? Do you know?
The Death of Batman.
No, I mean, that would be obvious.
I don't know what it's called.
It's called Batman or Dark Knight Rising.
I know that there's an annoying chick in it.
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
I don't think she's annoying.
I find her highly annoying. I would rather have that Maggie Gyllenhaal girl.
She's dead.
What?
Her character's dead.
Oh, well, still.
No, not the actress.
I was gonna say,
she's fine, dude.
I found her less annoying. I thought that Katie Holmes, I didn't see why she was in
it. She got replaced by Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand why.
Probably Lottie. Scientology.
Money.
They probably didn't
They're
want
one
to pay
in the
her.
Same. They're one and the same, dude. Oh! That leaves me off on a tangent.
You got... We're at 50. We're at 1 minute. Or 1 hour
Son
exactly.
Of a bitch.
Let's go. End it up.
All right. We used to know this dude named Tyson, like me and Gay Gary. And
Tyson what?
Hilmer.
Oh.
Oh, end of story. No, he was really into Scientology for a little while, and then he just fell into it. He saw it was fake.
Don't you
because of that, I read Dianetics because he did like a clearing for me or whatever.
He did a what?
I think you call it a clearing.
That sounds
he didn't
so
say,
homosexual.
He didn't say... Yeah, he's like, put your dick in my mouth and count back from 10.
He's like, loosen your anus.
Yeah. No, but...
loosen it.
Because of
I
that.
I said loosen it.
Because it intrigued me. And so I wound up reading Dianetics. And that shit, man, is just written to brainwash you. Like, it took me years to figure that out, too. I knew it wasn't quite right, and it was interesting, but I never really got into it. But they tell you at the very beginning that if you're reading something and your mind starts to wander and you realize you don't know what you just read, you're supposed to reread the entire thing again, and then you're supposed to look up the word and read it again so that you know how it's properly used, because your mind skips over it because it doesn't understand the word. And I didn't even think about it. I used to do that all the time, and then one day it occurred to me, years later, I was like, hey, they were just trying to brainwash me in that book because
they make you read it four times.
Yeah, because they make up shit all over. They make it up, and then they have it in endnotes. Like, they have a number, and then you have to flip to the end. Like, not even a footnote, an endnote. You have to flip to the very end of the book and fucking look up the word and then go back and read it again. And then if you're wandering, you're reading all that shit again. Like, they just, like, have a built-in brainwashing technique into it. Way to go, Dianetics. Are you coming after me? I'm sure they're not even
You're watching
listening.
Out. Tom Cruise will be jumping out of the closet after you.
I'm stuck in the closet. The R. Kelly thing.
Loosen your anus.
I feel like you're trying to tell me something tonight, AJ.
Tighten it when I tell you to.
Okay, are we seriously? Okay, well, any final thoughts?
Oh, yeah, nothing.
This is my favorite part where we're just like... And then Adrian will kick into like a 10-minute story.
I have a thought, and this has been our weakest podcast of all the times.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, it might be.
I'm just during the podcast.
It very well might be. Last week was pretty weak, too.
Yeah.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm Biggs.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Brennan.
Take it easy?
Yeah.
David Justice League
out.
David Justice League.